concert, and let me tell you, it looks pretty cool. Speaking of cool, well done to the spectacular Britt Garner for putting all of this on. All the team involved, Jason, Cody, Anthony Valentine, who's got a lot of heart that day. We have a raffle this evening, and there is a very special prize. You can get your hands on, which I can categorically say is one of a kind, York United and Carlsberg fridge. You would have seen it as you came in. We're trying to get one of these for the club offices and we can't. I know the CPL are desperate for at least five of them to keep them going through the rough days of playoff restructuring, various other issues. But we have one. Go get a ticket for that raffle. Maybe you can easily bring that fridge into whatever vehicle you've driven here in this evening. We'll give you some support. It's okay. There's very strong employees working for York United this year, myself included. Without further ado, we're going to hear from some of the players. We're going to hear from head coach Martin Ash in a few moments. But I'd like to invite Angus McNabb to the stage. We're going to have a little Q&A about some important elements, including the Carlsberg sponsorship. And yeah, give it up for Angus McNabb. Very important that you can hear what our head honcho has to say here. So, firstly, good branding exercise there, bringing the old Carlsberg up stage.
It's very refreshing. Thursday evening, so perfect.
Spoken like a true Scot, yeah. I want to talk a little bit about Carlsberg because I guess for quite a few people in this room, I'm guessing Carlsberg is a synonymous name with football, going back a long time, some iconic teams, some iconic players. But what does it mean for this club, and for this league, to have a high-profile brand like Carlsberg on board?
Yeah, I think you've seen it in the first four seasons of the league, that there are Tier 1 partners jumping on board and becoming part of this journey. Carlsberg, I remember them watching British football, watching European football through the 90s. Liverpool, obviously, probably the most famous team that had everything on there.
Sorry, here we are. That's just Forge FC hacking our live events tonight. It's okay, we're much better than you. Go away, Forge.
I'd be jealous of our jerseys as well if I saw what Forge would produce this week. So. But no, I mean, yeah, you see it there. The Liverpool, Carlsberg jersey, Copenhagen, some major moments. I always sort of remember the Newcastle-Liverpool 4-3 games in the Premier League, and that's probably, that jersey's one that I remember more than most. But it's fantastic. I mean, it just shows where this league's going. There are major national brands, international brands, jumping on board and being part of the Canadian Premier League story.
Because I know that when we made the announcement about Carlsberg, not that it legitimizes things, but suddenly you see that name on a shirt, a piece of merchandise, and it looks like it's all-encompassing, that it belongs on a shelf with other football memorabilia. And what does that say about year five of CPL, year five of this club now, that we're kind of approaching that kind of point in history?
We're about to enter the most important time it's ever been in Canadian soccer and doing it looking grown up is a major part of it. And I think the jerseys that everyone will see tonight, they stand out and they stand on their own merits. And having impressive Tier 1 partners on the front of those jerseys is a major, major piece of the credibility of that.
It's worth pointing out that Tom Valdez from Carlsberg Canada has been with us for the last little while here. We thank him. We're so grateful for this partnership with Carlsberg. We can't wait to collaborate on very, very exciting projects. Wait till you see the jerseys. I'm just so excited. Also, try and get your hands on that fridge. I know I sound very Irish, it's the day before St. Patrick's Day, I understand, I'm a bit of a walking cliche, but it's an incredible piece of kit, you need to enter into that battle. Speaking of kit, we're going to do things a little bit differently this season, because certain players, certain personalities need their own moment to shine. Do you have a favourite goalkeeper's kit? One that springs to mind? It's a toughie, I know.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously the infamous like Jorge Campos and some of his ones that were special for their own reasons, not from high design content or anything there. But yeah, I think it's only right that our keepers have their moment in the sun as well. And we show off the product that we have these guys in this season too.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if anyone's aware, but there's actually two Greek gods of goalkeeping. Number one in the 2023 season for York United FC, give it up please for Mr. Nico Giant Sopelos! I actually have to perch to make myself seem kind of equal height to you, which is terrible. Let's get Ilya in here too, actually, because this is one goalkeeper shirt for 2023, but we have another one. Number 67 for the 2023 season, Ilya Himeras! So I asked Gus the question about goalkeeper kits. Nico, do you have one that springs to mind in terms of growing up, and one that you instantly think of?
One that I always wore growing up, I feel like yellow is a color that I always used to wear. Professional kit? No, nothing comes to mind besides the one I've worn.
What's your take on this one? You look like a Cadbury's Dairy Milk right about now.
Yeah. Personally, I don't really have the strongest opinion. I'm never the biggest fan of kit, but all the boys have been complimenting me, and a few other people have saying it looked great in purple, so I'll take it.
Also, Nico loves rocking the short sleeves because he can show off his beautiful body art here. These shirts are pretty limited edition. They're cut to measure for you.
Exactly, right down to the length of sleeves.
The bicep and the tattoos, I think that's really what you're showing off there. Excellent.
The tattoos, you know what you're like. Yeah.
Elia, this kind of looks, it's almost like a little bit more of a traditional keeper kit and long sleeves. What do you reckon? What's your first thoughts?
I like it. I do prefer darker colors, so I will say the purple really caught my eye, but this does stand out, but I do like it as well. It's a good keeper kit.
I never had you pick for a fashionista. I'm more of a darker color guy, to be honest. Brings up my eyes a little bit better. Let's see if you guys have to duke it out this season for who wears what. Give it up, everybody. Nico Giant Sopelos, Ilya Himeras, you're 2022 goalkeepers. Yeah, you can come back up here. You're not done yet, unfortunately. There's another special guest that we took to the stage, and that is a man who delivered so much in very difficult circumstances across 2022. He always mocks me and reduces me to size so often that I really should be fulsome in my praise for him, but whatever, I went there. Give it up for head coach, Mr. Martin Nash. Darker colors, like Elia, or maybe the lighter colors?
Lighter colors.
tell me the best and worst kits that you've played in your career. Or there's too many to mention.
Yeah, I mean, I like the ones that I've seen this year so far, and the ones coming out, and they're really nice, and I think the jerseys this year are perfect.
Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks here. Preseason, how has it been going? Your thoughts? Obviously, the team were down in Houston up until yesterday. How did that trip go in terms of the objectives? Were they all met? How are you feeling with about a month to go now?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, always the start of preseason is tough because you're just trying to get your guys fit. Limited match time because you want to progress their fitness in a nice way, not to injure them. Houston was brilliant for us. Got to go down there and play three really good games. It's a good test for us at the stage we're at against their MLS next team. In 30 degrees heat the day after we arrived, so that was a good test for us. And to get to play their first team on Saturday was a treat for the guys and a real good test because the speed of play is a lot faster than we're used to, and especially this stage of the season. So it was good to see the guys adapt and adjust, and we were able to do some really good things. And a good scoreline for us against a top quality side.
Because from your perspective and the rest of the technical team, how important are the results versus performance versus player minutes versus avoiding injuries?
Yeah, you got to juggle all of it, really. So really, you juggle loads first and foremost because you want players to get to their peak fitness by the start of the season. And we were able to do that with playing three games, manage guys' minutes, get guys, some guys got to 90 minutes now, which is good a month out, but we don't want them to peak too early. And then also managing, the opponents we're playing, give everyone a chance. And, it was a great trip all around, and to go play on grass in heat against quality sides is great. Not often you get to play an MLS first team 2 weeks after they played two games. So I think it was a treat for us, and it was a great opportunity, and I think it was perfect for us at this stage. For us, we were hoping to come back and be outside, but we might have spent a bit more time indoors before we get back outside.
For comparison perspectives, feels a little bit different to this time last year, even for head coach Martin Nash?
Yeah, a little bit different. I mean, last year it was new for me. It was my first time as a head coach, a whole new squad. Didn't know, I knew a few guys, obviously, I worked with in the past, but, we managed the squad. We had a lot of turnover last year for various reasons, and we finished the season with a real good squad. We spent the offseason here trying to build upon the group that we ended the season with. And we feel we've done that. We've got a bit more experience. And we really feel we've got a team that can compete this year for a title.
When you look back at last season, don't want to dwell too much on it, but, in terms of the campaign progressing week by week, month to month, what were those areas that you immediately identified heading into 2023 that you said, the off-season, these are the targets and this is what we have to try and meet?
Yeah, I mean, some of it was what happened with players leaving. We had a few players leaving at the end of the season for various reasons, whether we sold them or Zad's moved on. Unfortunately for us, but great for him. He's done great. Got a call for the national team, so we're really pleased that we could part in that for him. But a player that we have to find ways to fill the shoes up, right? So some of it we were just trying to. We knew what we had. Can we get better in certain areas, and can we get a supporting player in another area? So it was just managing what we had and try to be as good. You want to be two players deep in every position. You want players to fight for a spot. We've managed to do that, but we have competition at every spot, and no one's just gifted anything. And I think that fight and competitive spirit every day by the players will go well as the season goes.
I think if you look at a lot of those off-season recruitments, there's a commonality between a lot of them, age profile, the type of experience that they bring in. So in terms of games, you're looking at guys now who either know the CPL, they're at a certain point in their own careers, maybe they're motivated to just come in and succeed and win at all costs. So again, was that a very clear pinpoint objective in the off-season?
It was. We felt that we were maybe a bit young last year at times, and especially as we got into our depth, we were very young and inexperienced, and it showed. So we wanted to be a bit more senior, because you look at the history of the league, teams that are generally a bit older as a whole, have been more successful than teams like Calgary. Ottawa last year, the oldest team in the league. Forge is one of the older teams in the league. And so you have to have that experience mixed in with the youth. So we try to balance that as best we can. And we feel we've got a good balance in that right now. And we're on a good path. And that was a big goal of ours, to manage and balance the squad right, so that we have enough youth, but also enough experience to compete.
In terms of off-season this time around, how excited are you about some of these new faces? Because they come with a pedigree, they come with a resume, they're very impressive human beings off the field as well, which I know that Martin alluded to in that very first team meeting at the start of the season. So from your perspective, what can these guys bring to this organization?
I think it's a balance of, yes, we were very young, but we also brought some guys through as well. So the experience we've developed internally, guys like Max now, having played like ever since the 2020 season, he's been right on it. Last year's a frustrating year for him. He comes back again now with points to prove, but he does it coming into a group where there's competition. And I think it's these senior players coming into the group and driving standards and driving expectation for everyone and challenging everyone. So whether that's myself, whether that's Martin, that's their fellow players, others in the coaching staff, it's not okay for this to be a comfortable environment. We've got to push, we've got to challenge. Mediocre is not acceptable. It's got to be people who want to be here, are committed, and are pushing together. And you see training, you see the group. I think we've got that this year. There's competition the whole way through it. If you get a starting jersey, you'll be one of the better players in this league just by looking at what this group are doing. If you make the 18, you're going to have done something decent. But just to make the 23-man squad this year is not a given. It's a challenge. And we are very picky, very selective in who we bring in. And that's because we've got one aim, and that's winning. It's not about accumulating enough points for playoffs or anything else like that. Win the league this year, you're in CONCACAF Champions League. It's the only way you can secure it. So that's what we're here for.
It's interesting that you made that point, because midway point through last year, you could easily have just brought in emergency signings, guys to fill some gaps, and then at the end of the season it's goodbye, thanks a lot, no hard feelings. But you were even specific in those moments as to the types of players that you wanted to bring in and hopefully build a side on moving towards 2023, and that's basically what's going to happen here.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think would have been the right move just to sign players for the sake of it. We were picky, and you know, Baldy and Paris are two examples that we took our time, found players that we felt could be future assets to us, and they're here again, and we feel that they're going to play big roles this season. So, you know, we want to make sure we made the right acquisitions and push the team in the right direction. And with the way we ended the season and the form we were on, we felt we were going in the right direction. We tried to even improve on that in the offseason.
You mentioned his name just a few moments ago. I think it's important to dwell on him a little bit more. Is Dominic Zator. Maybe a couple of people were surprised after 2 years at the club, you know, decided to move on. But I know that communication was going on for a little while, as it was in the cases of all the other players that have been here for a couple of seasons, that there was knowledge of their own situations and what they wanted to do. But how thrilled are you, and how much of a motivation is it for other players to see that trajectory for a player like Zats that's now getting called up to the Canada senior team?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's excited. You know, I've worked with Zats 3 of the 4 years he was in the Premier League, so I'm really excited for him and how he's progressed. And I got this opportunity because he set high standards, and he was one of those players that came in every day to work his butt off to try and get to the next level. And he got the opportunity in the offseason. You know, we were in discussions with him the whole time, and he just felt it was the right time at his age, that if he went now, it felt like it was his last chance to kind of go to Europe and give it a go. He had a great opportunity. He's stepped in the team and been playing regularly. and a team that's now moved out of the relegation zone. So extremely proud of him. You know, it's down to his hard work, his mentality, the drive, and the pressure he puts on himself every day to compete and be as good as he can. So it's all, I think, on his mindset and attitude, which has got him the call he deserves.
You always talk about clear messaging, and I bring it back to that first conversation with the players on the first day of preseason. We spoke to them about how they carry themselves as individuals and that they were at our club for a reason, and that was a huge part of it. Yeah, if you're a good player, you're a good player, but it's more important if you're a good person. And Zach is a guy that definitely falls into that category too, hard worker, very dedicated. Do you feel that you've now put together a group of guys that are an impressive and wholesome group that can really, at the highest level, represent the club properly?
Absolutely. You know, we brought in a group of players. We did our homework on everyone to make sure we brought in, first and foremost, good people, as well as good players. And players that aren't just here to make up numbers. They have goals in their career, and they want to strive to get to, whether it's a higher level, be the best player in this league that they can be, or, you know, players that aren't just enjoying the time they have as a professional footballer, that they actually want to get to another level or a higher league or whatever it may be, but they have goals and they want to get somewhere. They don't want to just make up numbers and enjoy it while they're here.
Speaking about the roster, maybe some of the people in this room are looking at the numbers of the squad right now and thinking, is there some space for maybe another player or two before the season starts? So, Gus, is there an update on that, potentially?
So, we've obviously got Ronan out on loan at Werder Bremen. And that is all progressing very well. There are a number of triggers in that agreement that, should everything be okay, touch wood, as long as he stays injury-free, will be triggered, and that transfer will be made permanent. That leaves us having to bring in certainly one, if not two more, under 21 players. We're pretty much there on one, and we'll probably announce that next week. And then we'll see and we'll look for best available. And it's, again, it's that criteria that we've spoken about. Someone that can come in, can contribute, is the right kind of person for the environment. And I think we're making them sound like choir boys here, but they need a healthy amount of devil in them as well. And I think they've got that. We're really happy with the group, and we'll continue to add as we need to. And just build those last couple of pieces.
There were some interesting moments in the game against Houston. I think they accounted for themselves pretty well. I think it was a physical exertion there.
Yeah, it was a bit of a wrestling match for a little bit of time. But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything over the top. And you want to see your team go in there and fight for each other and have each other's backs. And that's really what happened. It was good to see, from a coaching standpoint, to see a team that was together, willing to fight for each other and have each other's back.
Because that's the other thing about these trips, right? It's a bunch of guys who, yeah, maybe two or three or four have some connections and played with each other in the past, but you're also trying to build that bond and that kind of belief and that fact they're all heading towards the same place and they're on this journey together. So, again, that's something you're halfway through in terms of how everything went.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a good time to go away, spend with each other, spend a lot of time together, become a unit, really, with a lot of new faces. And I think it was important for us at this stage of preseason, and I think we come back to a closer team than we left.
I know that you love to do interviews so much, so unfortunately I have to call this one to a close. I know you just want to be up here all night. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up, Mr. Martin Nash. This man is going out. Now, I think I've kept you waiting long enough. Would you like to see one of our new kits? Rob, if you please, maestro.
The space, the stage, the spotlight. Some crave it, others are made for it. Every step, every touch, every magnetic moment. We're drawn to kindred spirits. We feel their adrenaline, their rush, their anticipation. They compel our performance to constantly exude out and extend from every single fiber. This is us. We are compelling. We are performance. We are.
Naomi, she's pretending to be very shy here. Give it up, please. The beautiful dancer, as much as Paris and Osaze and Mo were beautifully magnetic, Naomi Henry from York University is the dancer in our video. Incredible. Using Wednesday morning, she came and filmed that about 10 times, so we have enough material. Incredible. Thank you for being a part of it. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hey, you want to hear from some players now?
Yes!
Okay, two of my favorite people in the world. Give it up, please. Austin Ricci and Max Ferrari. Funnily enough, Max knows all the lyrics to this song. No? No comment. Okay. Pre-season, good to see you, because I know for both of you, similar reasons, that 2022 is tough. How nice does it feel to be back out there, getting a ball at your feet, proper pre-season for you, Austin? You feeling good?
Feels great to be back out there. Nice to be with the boys from day one and not have to wait on the sidelines watching, but yeah, it's definitely positive and going very well so far.
Because recuperation, recovery, rehab, it's an inevitability for every player. You've got to go through it eventually in your career. But for you, you talk about strength of character with this guy. Hard to believe you get such a setback injury-wise in your career. You had the mentality and the fortitude to get right back into it, step into the grind, work so hard. This guy is incredibly tough. You talk about strong characters, this guy, so fortunate to have him part of our team this year. A real motivation for everybody around us. But talk to me about this season. What are those goals for you? Like, you mean you just want to get 15 goals, 20 goals for us now? Have you just pent up all this anger?
That's it. No, yeah, definitely looking forward to it. I feel like I have a lot to offer and provide, and it's been a while since I've been able to show that, but
talk about feeling good. This man next to you here in preseason. Every time you see Max in training this preseason, he finishes a session and you say, "Max, you look good out there." He goes, "I feel good." You feel good?
Yeah. I mean, to go off Rishi, what he said, it's kind of just good to be back, not just on the pitch, but in the environment with all the boys, and that's good to be back. We're excited for April 16th.
How difficult is it to have a stop-start season like you had last year? You know, you get back to a certain place in your recovery, and then suddenly it's two steps back. But how difficult was it? And what did you actually find within yourself as a person, as a player too?
I think the hardest part when you kind of get hurt and then come back, it's the hardest part is getting that fitness and that mental stability. For me, it was mentally all season. It was just stop-start and never got to where I want to be, but with this group, I had a lot of guys that were by my side, especially this guy right beside me. Even when he was hurt, he was helping me every day, mentally and physically, had me in the gym, and yeah, no, right now it's just good to be back, but yeah, I think everyone wants to stay healthy and everything, but mentally you just gotta stay focused.
I just love that image of you and Maxi in the gym and you just yelling at him. So just go through it, just embrace the pain. Like a proper fitness instructor, like a little bit like Michael Higby actually. Talk to me about preseason, how it's been going, the types of challenges that you faced in the games. Max, I mean, were you impressed with the teams that you played against? And was it a little bit of a step up in terms of opposition in terms of preparation for a season?
Yeah, I think with the travel we had too, it was tough for guys to settle in right away. But obviously, Houston was really hot, and we had to kind of get used to that right away. But playing those guys on the first team was really cool. Good experience, and I thought we showed them that we wanted to fight right away from the first minute of the game. And yeah, play those guys, the quality they have, is to show that we can play with them, and it would be good for us mentally as well.
Reach, in terms of this group that's been put together this season, you've been in a couple of different locker rooms. One word that always springs to mind with this particular squad, and it's accountability. You've got guys like you with Max in the gym, right behind him all the way, saying, hey, you've got to be better than that. You've got to push harder. You've got to be stronger. You've got to be tougher. So is that what's going on right now in terms of that squad, that every person is pushing everybody else?
For sure. You see everybody holding themselves accountable. There's a lot of older guys in the locker room this year, so players that have experienced things and been through different environments and scenarios. So it definitely shows, and you can see day in and day out that accountability is there.
When you look back at last season under March and a new technical team, and Maxi probably for you more so, what type of guy is Martin? And speak to me about the coaches around you too, the likes of Barry, the likes of Mauro. You know, how has that relationship developed? And because it seems very, very special. I watch you closely on the training field. How supportive is that group of guys, and particularly the technical aspect, the tactical aspect, those fine details that you really have to work hard on?
I mean, I think from the start, going into last year, around January time, talking before we even started camp, you could tell that me and Martin had the same ambitions, along with a lot of us younger guys and guys that were there from 2021. And yeah, just kind of getting to feel, especially for me last year, it's hard when you're injured. You're not on the pitch, but you're not really with guys with the staff really on the pitch training. So it's this year for me, it's kind of like that different feel to it. Like, I'm ready, and I know we're all ready. And with the coaching staff, it's been so good to me since the start of last year. And this year, it feels even better. If anyone that they know, if you know them, they're really open guys. And if you have questions, especially me, I'm a guy to ask questions. I'll probably ask 5 questions in 5 minutes. And they're really open.
Reach is already smiling at Maxi and his questions. What do you have to show?
Yeah, if I ask some bad questions, I'll still answer them. So.
That's a sign that they all love you, buddy. That's it. Two things before I wrap up. Zat, how much of a story motivator is it for you guys? Rubbing shoulders with him last year. He's right in your locker room. And now he's hopefully, fingers crossed, putting on a red shirt for Canada. Like, what does that tell you guys about the club, the league, and where it's at right now?
It's good to see him. I'm happy for him. I was actually chatting to him earlier today. I've been able to play with and against him, so I know what kind of player he is. But it shows that there's a ton of quality that has the ability to do that, and it's just proof. So.
I mean, yeah, playing with him for 2 years, you're not just happy for the player, but couldn't have happened to like a nicer guy. So that's a great guy. It shows that a lot of us are close, and he stepped up, and he's been playing really well since the move. Too, before the move, obviously, you know, he brings to the table as a leader and a player. And yeah, it'll be exciting to see him put on that.
Finally, people in the room might be seeing Mr. Ricci in a slightly different way in a couple of minutes' time. But for now, what are your thoughts on the primary kit for the new season?
Love them. I think they're amazing. Love the layout, everything. I'm a big fan. I like the white one the most, to be honest, but I'm going to be honest.
You don't like them both equally, Reach, hey?
No.
Like we discussed previously before coming on stage?
Yeah, let's just hope we wear the white one more.
Well, Max, what about you? Okay, your family's already bought about 25 of these to wear on game day. By the way, Anthony Valentine is there. We've got a customization machine. Once these shirts are here, well, they are officially here. go forth and get them customized from Anthony. They're on sale right now to all of you in this room. So if you want one of these kits and maybe another kit, I'm not too sure yet. We'll see. Anthony right there, the man full of heart. He'll sort you out, a director of merchandising. For now, Austin Rucci, Max Ferrari, thank you very much. Give it up. Now, I do have one other question for all of you in the room. Would you possibly like to see another York United jersey? Have you been well behaved? Okay, you twisted my arm. Rob, if you please.
So what makes a dream work? Well, that and a nifty whistle and flute, know what I mean? You've got to look part in this business, and our boys are resplendent in their leisure wear. This is Kev. He's always at your service. Anything you want, but put it on a plate or in a cup. Reach is a deadly finisher. Set him up, and he will deliver. Elijah is a music maker, midfield general, salty, but he's sweet enough. Dizzy New Heights, blinded by the light, these people are for life. This is who we are, no excuse. Special kit, special season, special magic. Nine stripes, one club, we are United.
Great voiceover, whoever was doing that. It's so talented. Sounds like a very spectacular. Okay, here's my favorite part of the entire night. Are you ready to meet your 2023 York United FC roster? Are we ready or are we still waiting? Do you want me to build some more tension? I can't sing, it's far too early in the night for that, and also, nobody wants that. Oh, I'm just being told to wait until they're ready to come in, or are we ready to come in? Okay. There's so many nickname possibilities for this player. OM. Like, Martin Ash is a coach. Look at this instruction. If I see this playing for you on the field, I'll be saying, what are you saying to me, coach? Stretch it out, play it wide. I don't understand. We good? Alright, yeah, hang it back there. Put simply, this man is known to all of his friends at this club as Uncle P. Give it up, number two, Paris G. With the exception of Margot Robbie and Kylie Minogue, who are exceptionally good performers in their own way, he's the best thing to come out of Australia. Number three, Tass Mordekulis. I've been told to switch mics.
Is that better, Rob? There you go. Next player through. This man is an OG and an ROG. Icon, fifth year with the club. The joy of six. Give it up, Roger Thompson. This next guy, Johnny Bravo. We like him much better now that he plays with us. Number seven, Jonathan Grant. $1 million smile, $1 million moves, $1 million music, but a terrible golf swing. Number eight, Elijah Adekube. This next guy, we also like him a lot now that he's with us and not the other guys. He's never wrong. He's always right. Number nine, Brian Wright. next play for the star of preseason, a midfield menace. Nickname suggestion, Orange Crush. Number 10, Usama Aloo. This man is tailor-made for a sponsorship deal with Colgate. He flashes those pretty whites every chance he gets, and for good reason. Number 11, Kevin Dos Santos! There's really not much to say about Clem other than I wish I was as cool as him. Number 12, Clem O'Mahee! What can you say about our sweet 16? He's ours. We love him. Let's get that vroom vroom going. Number 16, Max Ferrari! You know, the truly great artists are known only by their first name. So it follows that in the presence of greatness, we should introduce this man in a similar way. Number 18, Ismo. Some he's Mike, to others he's Mikey, to very, very few, it's probably me and Rob, he's Lasso. Give it up, number 21, Michael Petrasso! I'm not sure why this guy was, never done Austin Powers. Maybe because he's just too good looking. Number 22, Austin Ricci! That our fans have their own chance for this guy, but I think we're missing a beat. I think it should be Osaze. Oh, Osaze. Oh, give it up, Osaze Di Rosario. OMG, BRB, LOL, because it's JGL. Number 28, Jeremy Gagnolapare. For everyone, when I say this next guy is the best Liberian international since George Weah, and with an online following to match. Number 32, Brem Samaro. This guy's a midfield terrier and inspiration for ballies everywhere. Number 33, Matthew Ballissimo. Not just double Dutch, this is triple Dutch for us this season. I'm not that about it. Lass is Lass. Number 43, Lassana Bai. Last but by no means least, our final name tonight, the baby-faced assassin. And thankfully, he's still uncharged by the letter because his name would cost you a fortune to put on the back of your shirt. Marky Wojciechowski! Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you your 2023 York United FC squad. Give it up! We got all the official photographs. You guys can mingle, you guys can take photos, you guys can get some food and drinks. Thank you for being a part of tonight. Thank you for being a part of all of what we do with York United FC. Let's see you at the stadium. April 16th against Valor. New season, special season. Let's go with you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Tom.